USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Drivers are digging deeper into their wallets just to get to work. Gas prices are a new record high this morning. AAA updated the numbers overnight, showing another 5-cent jump to $4.76 a gallon. That's up 14 cents in the past 3 days. California remains the most expensive to fill up, $6.24 a gallon. 7 states are next, topping $5, with Michigan closing in. Georgia is the cheapest place at $4.22. It's day 100 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Recent days have seen Russian forces gain significant ground in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Reports out of the United Kingdom claim Russia now controls more than 90% of the region of Luhansk. National Hockey League playoffs continue between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The National Hurricane Center says showers and thunderstorms over the Yucatan Peninsula could turn into Tropical Storm Alex before hitting Florida on Saturday. A plea has been entered by the 18-year-old Buffalo, New York shooter.
The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting in which 10 people were killed pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. That includes a charge of a first-degree domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate. Erie County, New York DA John Flynn explains the unique nature of that charge.
It is the first time in the history of New York State that this domestic terrorism charge, motivated by hate in the first degree, has been filed. That charge only has one sentence if, in fact, the defendant is found guilty of that charge, and that is life without parole.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
As the least affected age group during the pandemic was the young children, the White House continues to push for them to get vaccinated.
The White House says that COVID-19 vaccinations for children under 5 could begin as soon as June 21st. That's if the Food and Drug Administration authorizes the shots. An FDA advisory committee is scheduled to meet on June 14th and 15th to consider the application from Pfizer and Moderna. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
After witnessing President Biden's all-out assault on the Constitution last night, Texas Representative Troy Nels on Newsmax says Biden is missing the mark. Guns are not the issue. The congressman says we have mental health issues in America.
This week, we're getting back up to Washington. We're going back up next week. And it's going to be interesting to see what type of legislation comes through the Senate. We do know that Nancy Pelosi is talking about some type of gun control measures, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens here next week. But it's just a sad, state of affairs to see that there are so many evil people out there, evil people that are going out there and murdering innocent children. And it's unacceptable. Something needs to be done. But the idea that gun control is going to solve this problem, I just don't believe that's the answer.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.